Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Cheryl. This is Janice calling you back. I answered.
Thank you so much for calling me back. Janice, how are you doing this week? How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I don't want to drive you too crazy with all of this, but I just want to get an update. Last time we spoke, let me just see here 1 second. Okay. Last time we spoke,
Yeah, I got your email. I went over it. I sent it to my mom. I saw a few things, so I'm probably going to need your help with some of the stuff, like just going over it.
Okay. So I want to start with that. So, because there is they put a time limit on when you can submit all this. So I want to try and get it as done as fast as possible for you guys so we can start seeing some results here. Let me just see here. Okay. Fine. So do you have that letter in front of you? What questions do you have?
They didn't send the letter out yet. I just have what you sent me. I'm getting ready to pull it up right now. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Which email?
Jan Rodwell. I have it already. The one that you sent me. I'm getting ready to.
I want to look at the email I sent you. What's the what's your email name again?
Jan Rodwell 1126 at gmail.com. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The first one is a medical assistance financial eligibility application for long-term care service.
Okay, so that will hold on to. Don't worry about that too much.
Okay. So which of these do I really need? Because my mom is not married. She's never married. So all of the divorced ones and spouse and things like that, like I just want to know what's the main ones that I actually need.
Okay. So let me pull it up now. Let's go over it together.
Okay.
And let's see here. Here. Okay. So right now what I'm looking at, medical assistance financial eligibility application form for long-term care services put on the hold. Okay. Is applicant married?
No, she's not married.
Has she ever been married? Anything like that?
No.
Okay. Does she own her house? Is there a deed to her house or rental?
No.
Okay.
Rent. We've always rented.
Okay. Does she have a burial account agreement?
No. Well, she does have life insurance.
Okay. So let's hold on to that information for a second. In regards to, did she have over $8,000 in her savings account?
No, but I could get, I could screenshot everything and I guess, can I email it to you or?
Well does she have over $8,000 in her account?
No, she's on a fixed income. She's on SSI.
Okay. Okay, so we need all the face values and current cash values for life insurance policies owned by the applicant. So what does that mean? You have to get in touch with the insurance and try and get that. That's one thing. So that would be something you should try and really get.
Okay.
Let me see. Do you want me to email everything that – you want me to text you everything that you need to get?
Yes, you can. Just so I know, if she doesn't have any – I'm looking at all the other ones.
All right. I want to go down the list with you because there's things I want to explain. It's not giving you all the information, okay? So that's why I think it's important that we do that. Let me see here. Okay, I'm sending you that one. Okay, cash values for all life. Okay, registration. Okay, cash values for all life insurance policies as of HCBS assessment date. Okay, I guess just leave that for now. Does she have registration or own any vehicles?
Yes, she has one vehicle, but it's my brother is It's his card. It's just in her name.
That's fine. It's her name?
Yes, it's in her name, but it's my brother's vehicle. But we could get that. I could get that information, too.
Okay, so registration to all vehicles. Okay, that's another thing. Going ahead to do that. All right, next thing is monthly financial statements for the most current 2 years of the look-back period. So what does that mean? From 2024 to present, they need all of her bank statements from each account.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. Okay, last 2 years. So that's from, again, from 2024.
It's 2026.
Yeah, to present. Okay. Next thing she needs, okay, is semi-annual. What does that mean? They need January and June statements. So it's not January to June, it's just January and June statements from 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023.
January and June, so 2021, 2022,
2023. It's 2 month statements per year. So it's not all 12, it's just the two. January and July.
Okay.
Okay, I'm putting that here also. Here we go. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Let me see here. That's one. Okay, now financial statements. Okay. Does she have a retirement account, 401k?
No.
Okay. She has Social Security, right?
Yes.
So we need the award letter for that Social Security, okay?
Okay.
Award letter. Okay, now, if she had any accounts closed within the last, between 2020 and 2025, we need verification of all final accounts closed, okay?
She had no accounts closed. She still had the same bank for like 10, maybe even 15 years.
So we could leave it. We don't have to worry about that. Okay. Does she have a power of attorney or guardianship document, anything like that?
No.
Okay. So I think we're good. She's a U.S. citizen, all of that.
Yeah. Okay. That's, I can, 9 out of 10, I could get most of that done this weekend.
Okay. By this weekend or next?
No, by this weekend.
Okay. So I'll follow up with you, let's say, Monday good?
Yeah, Monday's good.
Okay, so let's just, I want to also tell you one another thing. You're going to have to provide explanation for any withdrawals or deposits within the bank statements provided over 500. And if it's 1,000, you need proof of where it went to.
I don't think she's, she usually does everything online. So I don't think that,
Okay, so we'll see how, what we can do. If you want, you could send the statements straight to me. When you talk to the bank. So I could send you my email as well so it comes straight to me and I can take care of it.
Okay. So
if that's something you want.
Once I get all of these, like everything from SSI, registration vehicle and everything, do I send it straight to you?
So let me tell you, you have two options. Actually, you have a couple of options. Number one, you can go down to the county in person and submit it. You could send it to me and then I via email and I could send it to them. Or you could do something that I think is smarter is you get onto the independent enrollment broker website, you make an account for your mom, and you upload the documents through there. The reason why I suggest this is because in the beginning I explained to you that the broker's the intermediary. They send those documents that day. So it's something that gets seen right away for them. You know, it gets uploaded to the county right away.
Okay. Okay, you can send me that. Send me that website.
So the thing is,
and you said
you
just make an account.
Yeah. Now, before you send it, you have to make sure you have that full upwritten explanation of 500 or deposits over 500 or withdrawals. So that is something that does have to get done. I see more times than not people just submit everything and they don't submit that, and it really drags their case longer. So that's why I want to make sure before I give you the website we have everything completed.
Okay. I don't think she's, because my mom really doesn't withdraw any money. So I'll talk to her about that, but I'm almost positive that that's not anything that we have to worry about, because she does everything online. And if she does withdraw any money, it's probably $100, $200. But I'll double check just to make sure. But I'm almost positive that she doesn't do that.
Okay, so remember, you're getting 2020, 2022, okay? I'm writing this all down on the message for you, okay? And 2020, 2021, 2022, okay, I'm going to write this out for you. Confirm with me that you received the text message, and I'll wish you a great weekend.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm waiting for it. I got the first two text messages.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the next one to come. So I got your email.
Awesome, awesome. All right. So be well. Have a good weekend and take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.